All right, welcome to the Big Guns Fantasy Podcast. I'm your host, Commissioner Jay. Welcome you back to another season of great fantasy football. And today I want to take a moment to talk about the origin of fantasy football, at least in my world. And a lot of people have been playing fantasy football for years. And my story goes back probably to the 80s. And this is when fantasy football wasn't on a computer. It wasn't on a phone. There was no app. There was newspapers. There was magazines. You went to Walden Books to get your digests. And, you looked up stuff that was probably old and antiquated, but it was the best information that you had at the time. And I remember playing with a couple good friends of mine, and we had a neighborhood league. And that neighborhood league was a, in-person draft, and we set up tents, and we had, conference room tables, and we really, made it a big event. Everybody came in, and we had like kind of a podium set up, and, you had your papers or your newspapers or your books, and you drafted, and it was a big deal because, again, there was an intimacy about the neighborhood league being with what it was. And, everybody had their own spin on the league. And we looked forward to it. And what was great about fantasy football for me was the fact that all I knew were the Buffalo Bills. That was my team. And I was very much involved in knowing about the Buffalo Bills. And, didn't really know much about any of the other teams, players, positions that were out there. And I think what's great about fantasy football is it brings your knowledge of all the teams in the league and all the players. You know, it brings you to the forefront of the conversation. You know every player, or at least you have an idea. Where before, and again, I'll revert to hockey right now, and I used to play fantasy hockey too, but I'm a Buffalo Sabres guy, and I don't really know a lot of the players outside of the Buffalo Sabres. I really haven't paid much attention since I've gotten out of fantasy hockey years and years ago. But for football, I know a lot about the players, and it's interesting to see the fantasy football space explode like it has. And there's so many different podcasts and blogs and publications and applications and notifications that it becomes too much. And I've had this conversation with a couple of friends of mine who are avid fantasy football aficionados, if you will. And I said, we should have got into this game a long time ago. We really should have put our name and stamp and created something, because we would be right up there with these guys. We would be, the Matt Berrys of the world. And, we didn't. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. And that's one of those things, when you have something good, you need to go with it. And something we didn't do. And I kicked myself for that. But, I found myself every year buying a magazine, reading publications, looking at cheat sheets, listening to podcasts, more for now entertainment purposes than for knowledge. Or, look at these things kind of gives me some structure, because again, this year, especially after the Bills took a beat down from the Bengals for whatever the reason, and we're not going to get into that, but I was very much out of it. I could not wrap my head around the Buffalo Bills, and I did not want to tell myself or anybody else, hey, we'll get them next year, because I've heard that way too many times. If you remember, and maybe you don't, the Bills were in the Super Bowl 4 years in a row and didn't win any of them. And that's a problem, and that's something that leaves a scar on every Buffalo Bills fan that's out there. So again, for me, it was very tough to even talk football. So I kind of disconnected myself from everybody on Twitter, everybody on podcasts, everybody on television, and just said, I'll deal with this come late summer. And hopefully I revisit it, because again, I was still so sour. I'm still sour, let's be honest. But again, now I have to kind of get my feet wet and start to look at where these free agents went and some of these players, because again, a little bit out of the loop. So, but what fascinates me about the fantasy football space is the fact that everybody claims that they're an expert. Everybody claims that they have the ultimate knowledge. And I look at fantasy football pros or journalists or podcasters as weathermen. Because again, they're forecasting something based on some statistics and it may or may not work out. And again, that's life. I mean, you really don't know what's going to happen from day to day, minute to minute. But again, you try to put together an idea and try to forecast what it's going to be. But there's a lot of people right now in this space that are predicting things, and I think they're predicting them just for the wow factor. And I say, you know, we'll use the Buffalo Bills for the example. The Bills are going to be a good football team this year. Are they going to go to the Super Bowl? I hope. But again, it's not a guaranteed thing. So for me, I'm seeing, you know, Aaron Rodgers now is a New York Jet. So a lot of people, man, they jumped on that Jets bandwagon and force-fed us everything we needed to hear about Jets. Jets are going to win the Super Bowl. They're going to win the division. Aaron Rodgers is going to be MVP. And then next week, they're in third place. And the Patriots are winning the division. Now, let's be serious. The Patriots? The Patriots are in no condition right now to win anything. They're going to have a tough year. But again, are some of these football enthusiasts or pros or journalists or whatever you want to call them, are they posting these things for the wow factor? Are they posting these things just to get you riled up? And you know what? Hook, line, and sinker, they get me. Because when you put Josh Allen outside of the top 10 of quarterbacks, I got a problem with that. Not because I'm a Buffalo Bills fan. It's because Josh Allen's a good quarterback. And does he have his flaws? Sure. Name a quarterback in this league that doesn't. But I seen something today. And again, somebody who has a pretty decent following on Twitter. I'm not going to mention his name. But again, he made some forecasts and puts the Dolphins at the bottom of the division. He puts the Patriots above them. And, you know, I look at that and I'm like, where do these statistics come from? Are you just making stuff up just to get the wow factor? Because again, I'm reading this and I'm like, WTF, what's going on? So there is a lot of people right now that have to stop doing that. And it's kind of like, again, without getting into the political space, but it's kind of interesting because when you look at the political space, you see somebody make some statement, some crazy statement. And again, people that are posting these things or advertising for their candidates or what have you are making these grandiose statements that are just so far-fetched. At the off chance that they catch a weak-minded individual that doesn't know any better and all of a sudden says, oh, that speaks to me. I better vote for that person. When there's a plethora of other things. Well, it's just like fantasy football. Again, you make a prediction or you put light on a player or a team and it starts to garnish attention. It starts to lather up. It starts to pick up speed and momentum. But I just think there's a lot of bad information out there. So from year to year, if a team doesn't make some drastic changes, some drastic roster moves, all of a sudden you see a prediction that that team is going to be so bad. And I'm scratching my head because I'm like, they didn't make any roster changes. They still seem intact. There's no health issues that I know of. The division hasn't gotten much better. So how does this team take a step back? How do they regress? Again, you can look at the schedule and you can say, well, maybe the schedule has something to do with it. Maybe tougher opponents and, you know, maybe they are on the road beginning of the season and, you know, bye week placement. But again, some of those factors that you're looking at don't come into play. And I'm often questioning how they came to their decision. And you just don't know. Again, all these fantasy analytics, all these podcasts, all these shows, if you're going to listen to them, watch them, read them, take them for the entertainment purpose and take them with a grain of salt. Because again, if you don't, you're going to be very disappointed, because again, there are some people that take cheat sheets literal, verbatim. I'm going to follow this and follow this. And again, if your point system's not matching up, if there's things that go on in your league that's different than the way that this is cheat sheeted out, you're going to lose. So also injuries become part of the game, trades become part of the game. A lot of things come into play. Again, you know, as a fantasy owner, I don't just look at the team. I look at the offensive coordinator and I look at the defensive coordinator. I look at the strength of schedule. I take a look at weather. You know, I take a look at the kind of team they are. You know, again, you look at, say, for instance, a guy like Josh Allen, who can run the ball. He can also pass the ball. So he's kind of a dual threat. Where you look at somebody like Lamar Jackson, sure, he can throw the ball, but again, he likes to rely on his feet more often than not. So if I'm looking at a fantasy player in the backfield of Baltimore, you know, am I putting any weight that Lamar Jackson is going to steal carries from that guy? Am I looking at those type of things? So there's a lot of things to take into consideration. I know there's people that show up to the draft and they haven't looked at a cheat sheet, listened to a podcast, a publication, nothing. 10 minutes before the draft, they are jotting down numbers. And guess what? They hold true. And you know what? They're okay. And sometimes they have a better record than myself. And I put a lot of time into it, but I put a lot of time into my fantasy prep more for entertainment purposes rather than just being on top of it. I love having the conversations with friends of mine about potential players and training camp battles and injuries and contract negotiations. It's just a fun part of it. So when fantasy starts to come around, which it has, and we are in the throes of it right now, it's fun. But you have to take it with a grain of salt. So it's all the time I have for now. If you like what you heard, hit that subscribe button. We'll be talking more about fantasy football, more about things that happen on a daily basis. Talk to you soon.